Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
What do we got here? It's Wednesday here on Sports Time Radio. That's right, Wednesday. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, since it is Wednesday, the blog did go up over there a little later than usual because, to be honest with you, I forgot it was Wednesday. But it's up there ready for you to swing on by and check that out. So get on over there and do that. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, if you hit that link, it'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three.
Oh, all right, Dan. So the clock is ticking down here. We are less than, I don't know, 24, 22, 20-something hours away from the Major League Baseball season starting.
Wait, it starts tomorrow?
Yeah.
Holy crap, I thought we had another week.
No, it starts tomorrow. There've already been two cancellations due to weather. The Minnesota Twins canceled their game against the Seattle Mariners, and New York Yankees canceled the first game of their series against the Red Sox.
I was going to say, it's usually the Guardians and the Yankees that have to cancel.
Yeah, it's and oddly enough, with the Yankee-Red Sox cancellation, that means the first pitch of this season will be thrown in the Cubs-Brewers game by Kyle Hendricks, because they have the first game tomorrow at, what, the 1:20? If they play here, because we're supposed to get rain.
Or are they playing here in Milwaukee?
They're playing here. It's in Wrigley. You don't have tickets, I take it, then?
No, you know, I could have went and got bleacher tickets for $25 a pop. This guy's, like, dying to get rid of them. But
yeah.
Now, for some reason, I was thinking the season started on the 16th. I don't know. Don't ask.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have, even with the two cancellations, there are seven games on the schedule. I mentioned the Brewers at the Cubs are first. We have the Mets at the Nationals, the Guardians at the Royals, the Pirates at the Cardinals, the Reds at the Braves, the Astros at the Angels, and then the Padres at the Diamondbacks. That's your opening slate, and then obviously everybody else will get rolling on, you know, anybody who didn't play opens their season on Friday. So, yeah, you don't seem very excited for a baseball guy that the season's going to start.
Well, I mean, I'm still getting over a massive cold, so not excited about anything except that, being able to breathe. I mean, it's hard, you know, being a Cubs fan. I would love to say I'll be tuning in at 1:20 tomorrow, but we both know I can't because I'll have Pat Hughes and Ronnie on the radio. But, you know, I can't watch because, I'm not paying outrageous prices that they want. And they didn't really lift the blackouts, so thanks, Major League Baseball, for not doing that one thing for us. You know, and then after that, it kind of depends who I'm looking at on my team. I believe I drafted Patrick Corbin in one of the leagues, possibly. Definitely be, you know, might be checking in on that game. But, you know, for me, being kind of a Granky fan for the longest time now, that Guardians Royals game kind of sent a little highlight for me. So, you know, I'll have to steal my daughter's tablet until she gets home so I can watch on hers, because my my iPad is too old for that. So I've got to get my other computer set up, or my other two monitors set up to my other computer so I can stream while I'm working. But you know, to close off tomorrow night, Big Jack, I know you'll be fast asleep, but you know, this one will make it hard. You know, I might actually just have to sit at my desk tomorrow night to finish watching the Astros, Angels, and the Padres D-backs game. I mean, you've got, I don't know a whole lot about Valdez. Maybe you could throw some in there, but I think, you know, for opening night, it's a pretty good way to finish the night off. Having Ohtani, you know, Ohtani pitch, I'm sure he'll be hitting somewhere in there, and then having Darvish and Baumgartner take each other on. I know it's not the Baumgartner from 10 years ago, but it still should be fun to watch those two games tomorrow night.
So, yeah, you know, my biggest quandary right now is fantasy-wise, because in one of our leagues I have Lance Lynn, and in the other one I have Jacob DeGrom. And Yahoo doesn't list either guy on the IL, even though obviously they're both going to be out for quite some time. So it would be really nice if they would move them to the IL so I could replace them on my frickin' roster. So I may have to complain to my commissioner about that. Do you know who that is?
There's a commissioner and a co-commissioner, and that would fall under you as well. So.
Well, I want to go right to school, so I don't want to deal with anybody, you know. I want to deal with the main guy, so I'm going to have to shoot off an email or something and figure out what the heck's going on, because it's beginning to annoy me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, they put Garrett Richards right on the IL, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have guys that have been moved to the IL, you know, Chris Sale, guys like that, but for whatever reason, you know, and obviously it's clearly known that they're going to go on to start the season. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, you know, rosters have to be finalized and all this stuff. So why, well, you know, Yahoo's just dragging their feet. I don't know what their problem is, but yeah, they need to get their heads out of their you-know-what, because you know, obviously fantasy guys have to be able to make moves, especially in a league like ours where it's 20 teams with an inning limit. You know, I need guys.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that, but I got to make my picks tonight. Didn't realize we had said the season starts tomorrow. So, but, you know, you unfortunately weren't able to make either of the drafts. Are you in one of your teams right now? I'm looking at the Snake League right now. Just wanted to get your idea. I don't know if you even took a look at any other drafts that went on. But in this one, I was able to land Vlad, Chris Bryant. I got Cronenworth. You know, Brian Cronenworth got multiple positions, so that's one thing that you always look for. I stole that idea from you. But also Chris Bryant playing in Colorado. I think it's going to be it should be a really good season for him. But at least that's what I'm hoping. I took the risk, and I know a lot of people wouldn't say it's a risk, but I still kind of feel that way. I rolled dice on Yelich, picked up the ball from the outfield from Atlanta now. Another Rocky, because I don't know how I ended up with Charlie Blackman, but I did. I went with Mr. Fantasy's guy because he's not here, Joey Votto. Big Jack, did you notice that, what I screwed up right there? That's Oh, yeah, my catcher is also a first baseman. So I have Vlad first baseman, Chris Bryant plays first, Cronenworth who qualifies at first, and Joey Votto who qualifies at first. I ended up drafting Josh Donaldson. I landed Xander Bogaerts. I needed some bench players, so I got Ustremski from San Fran playing the outfield.
Which
Josh Harrison.
Which football? I can never keep them straight.
The Snake League is the one where I'm the Pork Chop Express, and you're... I don't know. Or you're calling me Big Fudge in this league.
Okay. So I can never remember which league is which. So.
Yeah, but as far as pitching goes, I don't know if I have
that. I ended up with a bunch of first basemen as well. So
I have one half, you have a third, and I have a third, whatever.
I have Trey Mancini, Cosmer, Rowdy Tellez, and then Wilmer Flores, who qualifies at first base.
There you go. Pitching.
I was never drafted that many if I was drafting, but it's okay. The team turned out better than I thought.
Yeah. So, I was able to land my guy Giolito, grab Musgrove, Rodon, had to get Ottavino from the pen. And Ian Kennedy, I didn't realize it was a pen. I don't know why I picked Callion, but hopefully it works out. I grabbed Brad Hand again, Rich Hill, Wade Miley, Dylan Bundy. I already mentioned Garrett Richards and Dane Dunning. I don't know how to feel. I feel like I had a better draft than I've had in previous years, but because it's just a lot of guys we all know.
I was quite surprised when I flashed on this team because, generally I'm not a big relief guy, and this team has Josh Hader, Liam Hendricks, and Ryan Pressly. So I have three big-time closers on this team.
Oh, wow.
And then I have Matt Barnes to start off as the Red Sox closer, but he did that last year and couldn't hold the job, so we'll see how that goes. But, I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay, this team worked out really well.
One of the things for me is I didn't feel my pitching might be that strong. And, obviously it's too early because we haven't started yet. But I felt like I had a couple key hitters, position players that can maybe get something if I need it in the future, the next month or so. So, that's why I don't know how I feel about my team totally, but, how can anyone feel that great? Season hasn't started, so I'm hoping that's
kind of
a good factor for me.
It's always so tough when you're like, oh, okay. You're optimistic, of course, because you're getting ready to go. Yeah, it's just kind of like, well, I hope. I'll be really happy with my team until Giancarlo Stanton gets hurt, and then I got to go looking for outfielders. So.
Yeah, and he was one guy, I think, Big Jack, you'd be surprised. I think he hung out maybe a few picks longer than I expected. And that was I skipped over him because of that.
Yeah, I actually tried to talk Mr. Fantasy into taking him in our money league, but he wanted nothing to do with him. So we passed. And I kind of had to give it to him because I did talk him into taking Chris Bryant earlier in the draft. I think we got Bryant in like round two. And I had to kind of convince him, about the Colorado thing and the way it should work out. So it was, I kind of had to give in on the other one.
So
I ended up with your guy on this team. I was like, oh, okay, I guess Dan didn't draft him.
Wait, who did you end up with? I know you ended up with somebody I wanted. Who did you end up with?
Paul Brookman, yeah.
You broke up again.
I ended up with Alex Bregman somehow. He's your guy.
Oh. Yeah, there was someone else that I think you ended up with that I wanted, but I'd have to look at your team. It was, you know what it was? it wasn't you. I had a damn auto picker in front of me. So at one point, I think in this league, it was Tim Anderson. I wanted to get Tim Anderson, and you know what it was? I went for someone below him, I think, because I wanted to make sure I got that person. But, you know, because I was somewhere towards, like, the top where I was close to getting the picks. I want, you know how that works, and you're trying to strategize. Yeah. But then it didn't work out because, you know, Tim Anderson ended up being the top guy on the board when the guy before me came up. So I was a little perturbed. But you'd be surprised, Big Jack, there wasn't as many people there for the draft, and it literally took an hour. So I think I was done at 8:05. I was kind of surprised by that. Real quick, I just wanted to go through our home run league that it literally took, I don't even think it took 20 minutes. So interested because I saw you make a bunch of moves yesterday, but I didn't have a chance to actually look at it. Here's my rundown real quick. Pete Alonso, Schwarber, Haniger, Votto, Cruz, and Suarez, Eugenio Suarez, with your team. You know, any thoughts on my guys, what you think?
Yeah, well, I hope they stink because I would like to do better this year in the home run league. Yeah. So I hope all your guys stink and they don't hit any home runs.
I think we got a couple of new guys, and just to make you feel better, Big Jack, you're in second place right now, but because of the alphabetical order.
Yeah.
you went with Kyle Tucker, Mookie Betts, Bogarts, Tyler O'Neill from St. Louis, CJ Cron, and Alex Bregman. Who was drafted on your team, and who did you?
I actually had Tim Anderson. But yeah, I cut him, and then for some reason, I would have loved to know the thought process behind the auto pick here. They gave me Adalberto Mondesi, who isn't even a double-digit home run guy. And I was just kind of why did we go that
way? Yahoo doesn't differentiate, so they still went by normal rankings. You know, because when I first went in, that's the rank, and I'm like, wait a minute, why am I looking at, you know, these guys? And I immediately switched to home runs, and you could see, unfortunately, for the guys who weren't there, you were just getting random-ass picks.
So, yeah, and fortunately, I only got two non-home run hitters, so it was easy to just go in and swap them out.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a lot worse.
So over in the auction league, I had a hard time being under the weather and taking some medicine. I didn't last that long, and I spent too much money way too quickly, Big Jack. And I actually made picks that I didn't even know I made. I didn't even know I bid on Mike Trout, and that I won. I wish I would have had the. Oh, here we go. I was going to say, I wish I had what I paid. And I paid $39 for Mike Trout. I don't even remember drafting him, to be honest with you. That was actually my second highest pick, or my second pick. I must have just been bidding or accidentally bid, and, you know, nobody stopped it, which is kind of a surprise. I'll kind of run down real quick my big money. This is where I blew it all. And I think the fourth big money, you're going to kind of just laugh at me, but whatever. I went with Jose Ramirez. I was just kind of playing the bid game. I shouldn't have did this. This is the third pick. He got dropped on me for $52, so I'm hoping that's a good pick. And it works out this season. You know, I'm not a huge fan of his, so hopefully he's one of those guys that can maybe move. Number two, like I said, Mike Trout, $39. Then I landed Giolito for $37. You knew I was going after him. Here's where I wasn't sure if you'd laugh at me or not, but I spent $31 on Tim Anderson. But I figured since I didn't get him in the snake, I had to get him in one league. And I don't really know that many shortstops these days anymore. It seems like that, I don't know. And I was weary on Javi. I don't know what it was. But, you know, I did go back to Detroit anyways, and I landed the first dollar pick of the draft, and that was Andrew Chafin. I just was looking for, you know, when we're nominating, I'm not trying to nominate a guy I really want. And I figured I'd either get him for $2 or $3, be able to put him on the bench, so, you know, fill up some of those later stuff. I'd have money later on, but it didn't work out because I ended up spending $16 on Chapman, another $15 on Schwarber. I landed Clayton Kershaw for $12 and then Rizzo for $12. So, you know, after that, it was just kind of hanging around. I landed Eugenio Suarez for $7, Colton Wong for $7, which was pretty interesting to me. Marcell Ozuna went for $4. But, you know, after the Anthony Rizzo pick, I nailed at 100, picked 198 with Tyler Stevenson, and, you know, after that, the prices just dropped on everybody. So I actually got Andrew McCutchen for $1, Baumgartner for $1, Rich Hill for $1, Ryan Yarbrough for $1, Robles for $1, Manuel Margot, Andrew Heaney, Mike Zeno. So you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, the last, like, 9 or 10 picks. I guess nobody was, you know, nobody had money. So those were all going for, you were getting guys however you wanted. So it was an interesting draft. And I don't know if it's because I was a little messed up and falling asleep here and there. Because there's, like I said, there's a few guys in there that I drafted that I don't even remember drafting, to be honest with you. And, you know, you finished the draft with $147 left over.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me, like, what I paid for what, so I don't know how that kind of shook out for me. But, you know, even so, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, you know, your first one was Manny Machado for $33. So Lance Lynn, you hit for $21 on your second pick. Chris Sale for $9. That was at 104. So, I mean, that's a pretty solid price, especially for Chris Sale. I don't know if these have a lot of Chris Sale haters now. Wainwright was another grab of yours for $6. Giovanni Gallegos from St. Louis was $11. Key Brian Hayes, did you set up your stuff for him, or did you just land him by chance?
No, I set up a couple things, but I didn't set him up. I thought about it, but I didn't. That was last year I wanted him.
Maybe that's what I was thinking about. But, yeah, this Saturday I was just out of it, so I really wasn't paying attention to the whole draft overall. But, you know, you got Conforto, Corey Knebel, around $20 together there. Luis Severino, I'm surprised you got for
it. Now you Conforto to sign.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I did see this one, and I was a little mad. Not mad, but I wanted to get DD, but you somehow got him before me. Hey, you got Jack Johnson for $1.
Yeah, I ended up with DD.
Yeah. But, you know, it's pretty interesting because for you at pick 358, pretty much everything after that went for $1. You paid $2 for Adam Frazier, so, but, you know. Still, I think, good team. I'm sure you're going to make moves. We're all going to make moves. Hopefully, you know, with the lack of guys in the draft this year, I'm wondering if we'll see some more moves being made.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because we tend to
we're just going to have a lot of dead teams, which isn't going to be good.
Yeah. Which was disappointing, Big Jack, that I don't know why we couldn't get the Snake League back to 20 teams. You know, we only ended up with...
We ended up with 20. We didn't get the extra guy.
No. We only ended up with... I got to reorganize the league tonight just so we could balance. Everyone has 4 teams in there.
Yeah, because I know it was at 20. Must have had some people drop out.
Yeah, because of the draft time, I don't know. My favorite part, though, Big Jack, was I had one guy for the Home Run League wanted us to completely change the draft for him.
Yeah.
If he was doing another one, and I'm like, dude, this is not a serious draft. Like, you could literally do this one while you're doing the other one. We were done in 15 minutes. If he was in a league like you and Mr. Fantasy are in, he wouldn't have a problem.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on that draft. Jeez.
Is that over yet?
Yeah, it finally, believe it or not, it actually ended in record time for this league. So, yeah, it went faster than any other year.
Oh, that's good news, right?
But it still took, you know, a week or whatever to get it done. So, you know, it was just like, yeah, okay, let's go. But yeah, our team is going to stink. The format just drives me crazy, and I can't get in a rhythm to draft. And, you know, you don't really see what other people are doing. So it's just like, yeah, okay, this is terrible. So, but we'll, you know, we'll see. Somehow I convinced him to draft a bunch of young guys for our bench players and stuff. I don't know how that worked out. But it'll be fun, and, you know, then it can be all my fault. So.
It's always your fault.
I know. That's just kind of how it goes. So we'll see. You know, or he'll disappear on me and stop managing and, you know, then yell at me because I didn't change something. So, but I did see in Major League Baseball, we had a trade. I don't know if you noticed this one. Now, yesterday, the Brewers, you know, technically he was their backup catcher, but they play both their catchers fairly well. Pedro Severino, he caught an 80-game suspension for a positive drug test. So today they went out and acquired a name that's very familiar to us here, Dan. They got Victor Caratini from the Padres in exchange for a couple of young guys, a catcher by the name of Brett Sullivan and an outfield prospect by the name of Corey Howell. So Caratini will be here to play the Cubs tomorrow.
Nice.
So.
And with the professor on the mound.
I mean, I guess the most interesting thing about that is he's basically been Yu Darvish's personal catcher. So I wonder how Darvish does without him.
Maybe Darvish will be the next Brewer.
Yeah, there you go. So, but yeah, you know. San Diego had plenty of catching. Not only did they have Austin Nola, they acquired Jorge Alfaro from Miami. So they had plenty of catching. So they had a catcher to spare. And Caratini will get a chance to play for, you know, another contender.
Yeah, and, you know, it won't be every day, but like you said, they tend to just use those guys very consistently. You're not really a backup catcher when you're playing for Milwaukee.
So, yeah, they, you know, just kind of the way the Brewers do things. So, but, yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, I had him last year while we were talking about fantasy. I had him last year and it really didn't work out. You know, he didn't have a great year, and then at first he was catching a little more regularly, and then it got to the point where he literally just caught for Darvish. So, but yeah, you know, all in all, I mean, you know, the whole thing was a disappointment for the Padres last year anyways, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I was going to ask you while we were talking about fantasy, how long are you going to wait to pick up Johnny Cueto now that he's a White Sox?
Oh, you know, oh, I hate you. Because, you know, I was actually looking at him going, oh, man, too bad he's not on the team.
So, yeah, he's going to, you know, he's going to start his year in the minors, obviously, because he wasn't signed anywhere, so he didn't get any spring training. But, you know, with the injury to Lance Lynn, and, you know, there are some questions in that White Sox rotation. You know, you got to wonder what you're going to get out of Dallas Keuchel and how many innings can Michael Kopech actually give you. So, you know, they definitely could use the extra starter, and looks like Cueto's the guy.
Yeah, and, you know, the best part is you can add him. You go straight to NA.
Yeah. Once you pick him up, yeah, because you just kind of, you know, because obviously he's in the minors, so. But yeah, you just got to figure, you know, he's got to get some. Got to get some innings under his belt, and then we'll see if he, you know, if he can be a usable, you know, usable piece.
I'm sure he will be. That, you know, that changes a lot, Big Jack. Not a lot for anybody in particular, but just for me when I feel like I need to go to a White Sox game. I haven't seen Johnny Cueto live since 2015. So,
well, that, you know, that'll be fun for you. You can set it up so you can go on hopefully the day he is making a start.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to a game last year with Houston, and then it got postponed. Could have saw a great So disappointed. And he was pitching.
Oh, well, you know, that happened. No.
Yeah, just like when someone has sweet tickets or a suite at the UC and offers you the tickets knowing you can't take one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically, what I'm saying is I could be going to the Bulls game Friday night, but we can't go.
Oh, why can't you go?
My daughter's first competition, dance competition.
You know, in a way, you did that yourself. Just see, if you didn't have kids, you could have won.
No. Yeah, well, that and it's her dance competition or dance team's fault, too. It was supposed to be in a couple more weeks. It wasn't supposed to be this weekend.
Well, you should call them and ask them if they can reschedule it. Like, kind of like that guy wanted to do with the draft. You know, just say, hey, listen, here's this opportunity. Would you mind just moving this? And, you know, so I can go to the Bulls. Of course, with the way the Bulls are playing lately, you're probably not missing anything.
No, I'm not. But, you know, to be able to sit in the suite, you know, get the free food and, you know, that those kind of things, that would have been what would have made the night. And because, you know, my sister-in-law wouldn't be going, we could have just brought both of our kids and not had to worry about, you know, who's babysitting and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, But I'm hoping maybe that opens up the opportunity to drop us some tickets to the White Sox game without having to go with them every single time next year. You know, I just, you know, I was asked, what games would you want to go to? I'm like, all of them. I don't care.
And then
proceed to tell me about all the tickets that were left unused. Like, well, I told you we would have taken them.
Yeah.
Like, I know I don't work for your company, but I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I'm just going to eat, watch baseball, and go home.
Right. What do you need?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, 25 years old where I'm going to drink till I get thrown out.
Right, so you drink till you either pass out or get naked, one of the two. So
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's just one of those things, right? So.
Yeah, but, you know, it was interesting because when you brought up the Bulls, listening to some talk radio yesterday, and I mean, you know, I get the frustration, but you cover the home team. Why are you so mad at them?
Yeah, you know, I wonder if it has to do because the hopes were so high early on with as well as they played. You know, because, I mean, they were in first place in the conference for quite a while. And, you know, I mean, there were people legitimately talking about them being a serious NBA title contender. You know, and now they're in sixth place, and it looks like they're safely in sixth place, so they'll be, you know, they won't have to worry about dropping into the play-in, but, you know, that's going to match them up with Milwaukee as of right now in the first round, and that's not a good matchup for the Bulls.
No, and, you know, that was, you know, one of the things they pointed out was Milwaukee, the Heat, and there was another team, I can't think of right off, Philadelphia, that they haven't been able to beat this season. And, you know, they're like, what makes you think they're going to just turn it around in a matter of, you know, four or five games and just beat these teams? Which makes a lot of sense. And, you know, of course they brought up the thing where, you know, every fan just complaining, you know, that they're having the problems with the injuries, which that plays a part of it. But like you've said, every team has injuries.
Yeah.
Just, I think for the Bulls, with their injuries, is you only had two guys that were really picking up that extra weight. And now, how long can you carry that extra weight until you get too tired? And I think it's kind of showing. So, and, you know, kind of goes back to what you've been saying for years.
They're only down to one player. Ball. You know, the only guy who's out right now is Lonzo Ball. Everybody else is back and healthy. And, you know, it still hasn't made much of a difference. And, I mean, they finally announced that he'll sit out the rest of the regular season, which is three games. So, and who knows what his playoff availability is. But, you know, even so, it's not going to – unfortunately, it's not going to matter. They're probably going to go out in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You can't change it. I was surprised that, you know, not surprised, but it was just kind of funny to me how you listened to the talk radio about a month and a half ago, and the tone was totally different.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it definitely was, you know, and again, like I said, I mean, remember, there were people talking about this team going to the NBA Finals, you know, one point, and not just locally, but, you know, all the media.
Well, and I mean, if you think about it, Big Jack, since that time with Tibbs and D-Rose when they were getting close, you know, you don't even talk about that. You think about, well, the Bulls haven't been at the top really since the Jordan era. So when you see the Bulls at the top, I think it's almost misleading in the fact that people start to just, you know, all of us, we go back to that era and it's like, oh, this is the unstoppable wolves. And I think that plays a big factor into it sometimes, and the excitement across the country, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Dan, and I would definitely be, I don't even know what the best way to put this is, but with their loss last night to the Phoenix Suns, the Lakers have been officially eliminated from the playoffs. So how do you think the NBA feels about that?
Yeah, well, you know, you stole the transition from me because I was going to ask if you fell for the click on the article headline I seen, essentially was, what was the demise of the Lakers? What was the problem? And I'm sure 1,000 fingers point to Russell, but, you know, you can't, just like one guy's not going to win a championship in the NBA, one guy's not going to ruin it. I thought that was interesting, but like you said, what does that mean for the NBA? I hope it's like a slap in the face, a kick in the junk, or whatever cliche thing you want to say, because again, this goes back to what I've been saying for years, and not just about the NBA, but them in particular and all the sports. You know, quit shoving one guy down our freaking throats. You've got an entire league. You know, I know with the NFL, it's harder because, you know, the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and running backs are the men, you know, the guys you talk about. And then, of course, you know, that one badass defensive guy. So it does make it a little bit harder. You don't talk about all 500 guys on a team. But in the NBA, the way it's set up, you've got talent all over this league. But yet, if you weren't in this country and you really didn't care for the sport of basketball and you tried picking it up, you would think the NBA is LeBron and LeBron is the NBA. You know what I mean? And that's it. That there's no other team you should like. And if you were new to the game and picking it up and going based off of what you're seeing and what's shoved down your throat, you're going to jump on the Lakers wagon because – I don't know these guys, but look at these big old guys all playing with, you know, the greatest basketball player in the history, and they can't even make a play-in tournament game to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was Stephen A. Smith who was saying that all the talk about LeBron being the GOAT has to stop now because he was unable to get this team into the playoffs.
That's true. Jordan would have did it. Kobe would have did it.
Yeah.
I mean, throw Jordan out the window. But, yeah, Kobe would have did it.
I do. It's still kind of baffling to me that Russell Westbrook gets blamed for everything, and you know, Anthony Davis, who humorously Charles Barkley is nicknamed Street Clothes because he's hurt so much he's always on the bench in street. He kind of gets away with everything, and, you know, nobody's blaming LeBron for everything. And LeBron actually had a really good season.
No, he did.
But obviously, you know, it wasn't enough. And, you know, you have to wonder – you know, he's basically the one who orchestrated, you know, wanting Russell Westbrook here. If it's Westbrook's fault, how come none of that lands on LeBron?
Uh-huh. Well, and, you know, one of the big things you said right there, though, was you talked about these guys separately. What's your problem with the Lakers? You don't talk about the Lakers. You talk about LeBron. You talk about Davis.
Right.
You bitch about Westbrook. You know, we don't talk about the team. And that's where I think it lies the problem is, you know, it's great to surround yourself with guys you like and, you know, guys that look good in street clothes on the sideline, which, you know, I'm not going to knock what they wear, but to me, I feel like we're watching some, you know, they got a new modern style with a 70s exploitation type style going too. So I think it's pretty cool. But at the same time, me thinking that's pretty cool and all the other kids watching thinking that's pretty cool, you know, looking at Anthony Davis on the sideline with his puffed up hair looking good, you know, looking clean cut, you know, the whole night. Because I've seen it too. I'm sure you've seen it. Looks good on the sideline, but that doesn't win championships. And you're there to support your team, but I still feel like this isn't a team. It's just a bunch of guys thrown together that want to win, that just trying to chase a title. Wasn't Dwight Howard playing there again?
Yeah, he's there. He's there as well. And when you look at it, you know, Davis has played in 40 games this year, so he's not even going to play half a season. LeBron has only played in 56. Westbrook has played. Wow. He's played in 78 games. So he's out there every night with this team. These other guys aren't. You know, and the guy who disappeared in all this is your guy Carmelo. Did you even remember he was on the Lakers?
No. I mean, I seen him come in the other night, but no, I forgot.
So, yeah, you know, and it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of strange when, you know, you listen to him just dog Westbrook, you know, day and night, and he's the guy out there playing. You know, hopefully for him, he's got a player option that I'm sure he'll pick up because it's worth huge money. But hopefully they'll find a way to move him or do something, because I would, you know, as great a player as he's been, and he's a Hall of Famer, you almost hate to see him end up back play again next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where you're like, buddy, it's time to move on.
So, but, yeah, it looks like playoff-wise, I think all the teams are set. I want to double-check it. Yeah, the 10 teams in each conference are set. It's just going to be – there may be some juggling in the play-in order of things. So, you know, and then we've got to decide the seeding in the East, because Miami has a 2.5-game lead over three other teams. So Boston, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia have to kind of shuffle out who's going to be 2, 3, and 4. So, but, yeah, there's a little juggling there. And, you know, in the West, the Nuggets are only half a game behind the Jazz for the fifth spot, so they could possibly do that. And then San Antonio's only a game behind New Orleans in 10, so they could switch as well depending on how these last few games go. Playoff-wise, the teams are set. You know, and are you – I don't know if I asked you this before or if I asked Schomburg to do this before. Are you buying the Brooklyn Nets as a serious threat, even though they're going to have to get out of the play-in to do it?
No. No. I don't see it. I really don't. I mean, it's exciting. It's got the guys back. But did Durant get hurt yet again, or was it just something minor?
No,
I think okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything serious.
For now.
You know, if he – So,
I mean, I saw the play, you know, where he got pushed or whatever, and forgot how it went down. But, you know, I just don't see it. I don't see how they're just going to go past the play-in and then just roll through everybody. I think this division's too tough to do something like that.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, coming out of the play-in, they would get – Miami or whoever the number two seed ends up being. So it's not going to be an easy road. So, yeah, I don't know, you know, how it's going to work out. I mean, I don't know. Would you be shocked if they managed to beat Miami in the first round?
Oh, big time.
Yeah?
I would be shocked.
Well, you know, they have the first game on ESPN tonight. You can check them out there at 6:30. They're playing the Knicks.
Not unless you have a password for me.
Oh, well, I gave you the password, but you know how that worked. You know, you saw how that worked out. So,
yeah.
You know, and then the next game is the best team in basketball, Phoenix. The Suns are playing. They're at the Los Angeles Clippers. So you can check that out. Of course, locally, you know, we have the Bulls are hosting the Celtics. So you can watch. Can you watch that, or I don't know?
Yeah, I should be able to stream that one. I might be able to stream the other one, but sometimes the ESPN games aren't always streamable.
I don't know. You know, it's the NBA, so I don't pay a ton of attention. You know, I flip by it. I get the score. I watch some guys. You know, I watch for 2 minutes. I don't see anybody play defense, and then I see about 5 threes go up, and I just turn it off. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about the extent of my NBA viewership when it comes to these games. So it's just doesn't hold my interest. So we'll have to see. Maybe I'll flip by it, or maybe I'll have to start watching it tomorrow, right? Because I won't have baseball to watch.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you do have baseball to watch. You're just being stubborn as can be.
Yeah. I'm just not watching because they were evil, and I don't like evil things. So.
Yeah. And that's why none of your guys are going to hit home runs. Because they don't have you supporting
them.
They won't have your
they
support.
They jaded my consideration of baseball. So. You know, just how they deserve it. So. You know, that's just how they do it.
I don't know if you could hear that.
No.
Tiniest violin playing.
Did you? I thought maybe you exploded or something.
No.
No.
Well,
since you haven't yet made your pick yet, why don't you give us a preview while we're here and we have a few minutes still?
I can't give you a preview. I have to look more at the awards. That's what makes it harder. Is those I have a love-hate relationship with picking the, you know, MVP and the Cy Young and all that.
We generally don't get them right anyways, do we? I mean, unless you pick, you know, the mainstream guys. I mean, I know we've had guys pick like Mike Trout. That was just blatantly obvious. And, you know, stuff like that you get right. But
you don't, because I picked Mike Trout before the years he didn't win. So the year he didn't win, I didn't pick him multiple times. So. It doesn't always work out that way, sadly.
Yeah, I don't even remember who. I don't even remember who did we. Who did I pick last year? I don't even remember.
I'd have to. I could.
I know. I didn't have. I didn't get that one right, and you know.
No, last year's not even worth talking about, Big Jack. We got the Orioles right. That was about it.
I think I got the Cubs right. I think I had them in third place. I wasn't like you and having them in first. You know, are you going to do that again this year?
I didn't even have them in first.
Oh.
I don't think that was Schomburg's too.
You know, is that going to be your pick this year? You're going to have them in first place?
Yeah. Not as optimistic
gonna be
as
the
all the Cubs was.
They're going to be the San Francisco Giants of this year?
Yeah, because Nico, oh my God. Or Nico, OMG. He made one play in spring training.
He's not hurt yet?
No. No, I don't. It'll be interesting. But speaking of interestingly not exciting, I was almost up 10 cents on Sunday, Big Jack, and then I lost everything. I lost all 75 cents, I bet. did you catch any change this weekend for NASCAR?
No, no.
I actually got a butt kicking this weekend. I had three of the five guys I picked crash.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, I had
just
enough. You know, and I hate to do one of these, and but I literally skated over Denny Hamlin, like hovered.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, the last couple weeks, the last couple times I picked them, it didn't really work out, so he won. this weekend will be interesting. I hope to get it in. I did find it fun, but then I was annoyed. You sent me a head-to-head matchup, and then I put a lineup together. Yeah, and then I put a lineup together. Unless you've got some spam going, you know, unless someone hacked your account, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to go head-to-head, and I was going to beat you, but, yeah, that didn't work out. But I'll try to keep an eye out if you try to do another one of those. But you know, it was still fun. I got to watch the entire race. I think I still wasn't feeling good, so I fell asleep for somewhere in the second round. I missed somewhere in there. Big Jack, I don't know what's coming up this weekend, but I'm telling you, I cannot wait for Easter. I've never said those words in my entire life. NASCAR is going back to Bristol for Easter evening's mud race. I've never seen this before. Is this something new? Do they do this often, or are they really just trying to spice things up a little bit?
Yeah, they did it last year. They had the dirt race.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first year they brought it back. You know, because obviously, you know, if you go back in history, all the races were on dirt, basically.
Yeah.
This is they did it last year, and it was a lot of fun, and obviously the fans love it, so they're bringing it back.
I missed it last year, so I'm disappointed in that. But, no, I mean, they're hyping it up the way they should be. And is this, you know, I mean, they're on a major network. They're on Fox. And like you said, so many people still discount them as not a major sport. Like, how do you get more major than that? You're on freaking Fox. So, but I like the fact that they're adding these new things, little things to, it's almost like I would say the NHL doing the outdoor game, so to speak, but obviously they're outdoor all the time. So this one, I don't know, to me, this one's exciting. I'm like, who doesn't like to get dirty, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they are, you know, and, you know, you've got to, as a sport now, you have to try new things, you know. And, I mean, I completely forgot to ask you about we'll have to talk about it tomorrow, about the new technology the catchers are using.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to get into that because it's time for you and I to go.
Yeah.
All right, the music means like I told you, it's time for the internet. We'll be going on here. So we'll be going to come on at 4:30 to do this all again. Now we're on the United States. Come on over to the and head on over there and check out the blog that we're up to. While you're there, you can find the link to the Facebook and Sports Talk Radio Facebook page. So put that in the video, right? But don't forget to Twitter feed, which is Sports Talk Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well, so we'll get this one follow for sure. And if you were able to tune in on Facebook Live, well, thanks for the invite. But if you missed out, head on over to tunein.com and you can listen to it anytime you want.
Of course, timeradio.com.